Back here on the Mighty 690 at 1010. Happy to have you along here on the program. And it is time for our weekly chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Good morning to you. Hey. I guess spring is in the air, so we've got prank calls going on.
I guess
people are feeling frisky or something.
I guess. I don't know.
Kind of silly, wasn't it?
I was like, hey, we could go out, but she wouldn't tell me where. So I guess we couldn't get the nail down. So
I don't know. She didn't get the opportunity. She should have.
She had it.
Anyway, I, like I said, I could tell. I couldn't hear the whole conversation, but I could tell by your voice that you were thinking, like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
I was thinking April Fool's, but it's too early for April.
I guess
the beautiful days got us, as I said, feeling kind of ornery and frisky.
I guess so, yeah. Well, hey, what's
when I woke up, and there is something in the air, because when I got up this morning, I have, excuse me, I have six mini donkeys, and they were just running and playing, and I said to my husband, I think we're going to have some weather change here, because they are such good predictors of when the, I guess it's the barometer changes or something, but they were just a hoot. I stepped out on the porch and just with my coffee and watched them run and
play.
Oh,
that's great. You should, do they have any toys they can play with? You know, like a bucket
yes.
or something yes. they can throw around?
We have three balls that, you know, you buy these big horses balls because they're supposed to be a little bit more durable, and then they love hula hoops. So I go down to, I go to the dollar store, Dollar Tree, I guess it is, and it's $1, $1.25 or something, and they pick them up and they'll throw them, and they get them wrapped around them sometimes. Of course, they break, you know, because I don't buy expensive ones because they do tear them up. But they do love toys. They do love to play.
That's better than watching TV.
It sure is.
That's great.
So anyway, it's been a fun morning, it sounds like, but... I've got some adoptions to talk about too.
Yeah.
I always love starting off with the adoptions if I can. We've had Garfield the cat. I think I maybe mentioned Garfield, but Garfield was adopted. We also had two kittens, Needy and Cuddles, that were adopted. But we also had Lisa, and Lisa's been with us for so long, and we are thrilled. She's just a very sweet little black. Small to medium-sized dog, but she has, and it's a good adoption. I guess the young girl that adopted her is just crazy about her. So I always love to share the good adoptions. We also had a reclaim we were real excited about this week because it was an older dog and had been with us, and we could tell it was, if it stayed with us too long, it was going to have some medical attention, or any longer, I guess I should say. Lady came in yesterday and reclaimed an old, and where she lived and where it was found was quite a distance. So, you know, when these dogs take off, or cats, they can travel a great distance. So please always remember to call the shelter, get on open line. You know, I heard about the two puppies yesterday. That person had contacted me and said she'd found them. So, you know, we've got some good networking going on that we can get these animals returned or adopted. And we always like it when these puppies, honestly, get adopted before they come to the shelter, because it seems like that shelter life is a little stressful, and sometimes they don't stay healthy in a shelter setting. They can, parvo can come on, because you know they don't have any of their vaccinations. We vaccinate as quick as they come in, but that's not always the case. So we always are kind of glad when these puppies get adopted before they come to the shelter, and it's not as stressful, not as stressful. So anyway, those are the adoptions that we've had.
Becky,
like I said,
hey, Becky, real quick, just sorry to cut you off. Hey, it's Matt here. Hey.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, I was just going to check while you were talking about all the, you know, dogs found and reclaimed and stuff. See if there was any update on the dog that was found near my place.
He's still there.
Okay.
He's still there.
Okay.
He hasn't been reclaimed yet. But we hold them for 5 days.
Okay.
And then we make them available for adoption. And so he's there and probably with... next day or so, he'll probably be up for adoption, too. So, hey, Matt, I'm going to be out there Sunday afternoon working if you want to come out and adopt him.
My sister and girlfriend were pushing both for that to happen. He did seem very sweet, a little skittish, but did seem very, very sweet, very sweet dog, mild mannered. Didn't seem like, you know, he was too crazy or anything. And I kept him fed for a few days while I waited for somebody to come get him. But hopefully either finds his original owners sure. or finds a new forever home. I just don't know if it's going to be with me.
Well, I was going to say, how did Bella feel about this whole thing?
She didn't seem to care. Many times I'd see her laying next to the fence where he was laying next to the fence. So, yeah, that didn't help either because that the girlfriend was pushing. She'd be like, look, yes. they get along. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you had three girls working on you, didn't
yeah,
you? And you
yeah,
were
I
tough.
Did. Yeah, yep, I did. I did. Well, but yeah, I just wanted to check.
I'll keep you informed about the
okay.
dog. How's that sound?
Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, are we back?
Yeah, back to your schedule
okay.
programming.
okay, the adoptions, oh, we're talking about reclaims. And see, here's, you know, there's another good story. Matt had a stray that showed up and tried to rehome and couldn't find a home and brought to the shelter, and he's waiting. He's waiting for his family or a new family, and it will happen. I can't talk about him as far as adoption yet because he hadn't been with us long enough, but I'm sure we'll get a video going here before too long. Some of the dogs that we do have that have been with us for so long, and I sure wish someone would, just like Lisa, get to have that lucky day. We have a wonderful volunteer that comes out by the name of Will. He walks these dogs. He does videos of them. He really works them to teach them to be good on a leash and have commands. And Rex is number one on my list because he's been there since July. And he's a yellow lab mix. He's a good dog. He just needs to find a home. And he is sponsored, meaning his adoption fee has been covered. Snickers is a beautiful girl. She is kind of a tan and white in color, tall and lean. Her adoption fee is only $30 because she's already been spayed. Curly is another one that is with us. He is a border collie mix. He is also sponsored, meaning his adoption fee is taken care of. Will's been working with him. He's about 3 years old. He will sit. He shakes. He goes down on command, which is a very hard command to get a dog to do. He loves to walk, and he's already neutered. So he could go out the door with you, border collie mix. Then we've got our sweet little Grumbles. He's about 4 years old, a little male, tan in color. He's small. I bet he weighs 25 to 30 pounds. And as I told you, he talks, but it sounds like a grumble, therefore his name. In fact, the first time I was around him, I thought he was just a grouchy little dog, but he really wasn't. He was just talking to me. And he loves to be held and likes to walk on the leash. A good dog for a couple, an older couple like myself that, you know, we don't want this rambunctious puppy because it's hard on us, but we sure love the smaller dogs. So maybe that's what someone's looking for. Or if you know someone that's looking for a great little dog, Grumbles would be your guy. Some of the other ones we have, Reba, our yellow, she is a blue heeler mix, and she's been with us, and she needs to get out of that. You know, she needs to go out and work some cattle. She's a working dog, and she needs to get out and work off some of that energy that she has. A couple of the newer ones that we have is Lily. She's a little female. She's a border collie mix, we believe. She's a little shy at first. She's a stray that came in probably about 9 months old, so she's still young enough to learn lots of great commands. Big Boy is a two-year-old gray pit bull, super sweet. He's stout as they are. He doesn't know how strong he is, but he's beautiful for people that really do love those pit bulls. He looks full, but you know what? We don't know. Update on our shelter dog, little Goldie is just working out great. She came from an elderly couple that kind of what happened, like I was just talking about. Her energy level was such that they felt like it wasn't safe for them. They also had to move into an assisted living facility. She is beautiful. We're just tickled to death with her. She's friendly. She loves people. So even if you just want to come out and meet Goldie, that would be something fun to do. Donation-wise, we could sure use some dry dog food for adult dogs and puppies. We did have some puppies that came in, so we're kind of needing some puppies. As far as the cats go, we've got Tot. Bless his heart. He's still with us. He's a great cat. I was thinking about him this morning. Maybe a female, but to me, cats are boys. But Tot is a great cat, and I think would make a good indoor-outdoor cat. You know, sometimes we don't think about coming out and saying, okay, can this cat come in and out? Because most people want an inside cat. But I think Tot would be perfect for inside, outside. And we have three new ones that have come in. They're so new, by the way, that we haven't really got good names for them yet. And they're gray in color and about a year old. Nice, nice cats / kittens because they're still pretty young. that's kind of the crew I was going to speak about today. Please check out our Facebook page and see these great videos of these animals I've spoken about. Or better yet, come out to the shelter. The weather's great. Come out and spend some time. And we are there 7 days a week in the afternoons from 1 to 3, Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. This Friday, you might want to watch for Facebook because we're kind of short on staff and not sure how we're going to be able to handle that. So we may not be open to the public tomorrow afternoon, but we'll certainly, there will be, our workers will be there cleaning and taking care of the animals. So I kind of think that's my update, and I'd sure like to talk about some adoptions next week of some of our old timers.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope we can make that happen. So anything in particular you're needing over at the shelter donation-wise?
Well, just the dog food. We are needing the dry dog food for puppies or for dogs, or for puppies or dogs, I'm sorry. Cat food we're great on. We just, because as you listen to me the last few weeks, we don't have a house full of cats, so we've got lots of cat food. Yeah.
Okay.
And bleach. I think bleach is something we use a lot of, and we just can't have too much Dawn detergent or bleach. That's always welcomed, always.
Okay, good deal, Becky. Well, I hope folks can stop by and see you out there and remind us the number and all that good stuff.
Sure. Okay, telephone number 620-252-6060, and we are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. It's on your way to South Coffeyville, and it's right before you hit the bridge. There's a little sign. I call it a Band-Aid because it's so small. It's not the biggest sign that we could have had, but it says animal shelter, and it points, you know, to the east for us to go. That county road right there is paved all the way up to the shelter, too. So it's a little white building, and we're pleased as punch with it. It's a wonderful facility. Come out and check us out.
All right. Well, Becky, appreciate you coming on by here today, and look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, thanks.
You take care.
Yep, you take care. That's Becky Barnhart here, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday at this time. Of course, this report brought to you by the folks at Magnolia Sense by Design.